Leu Shishi Tairuei, Thursday, 28th of November, Abe Leibish Hela.
Whenever I've ever spoken for the Torah way, it's always been in the mornings, and I was getting in the way between people davening and they're going to work, which is not a terrible thing, but to get in the way between people and their kugel is a very dangerous thing. So I want to assure everybody, I'm not going to go over time. Your kugel is going to be there on time. Rabbi Isai, Parshas Miketz. Parshas Miketz, and like any parsha, you get to the neshama of the parsha when it speaks to you, when it applies to you right now, right here, when the Torah is telling you something about your Avodas Hashem that you can apply immediately. And that's really what Torah is supposed to be. Until you find the parsha is your hayra, that there's something in the parsha that's being madrich you in your chaye ayoyim yoyim. Not that the lahagdol Torah v'la'adira doesn't apply to Torah shebichsav. Of course it does, and every pshat is something we should value and cherish and celebrate. But you have to take from parsha something that applies, something that means something, something that you can implement, something that potentially can change you. So what's the ma'aseh with Yosef and his brothers? Rabbi Yisai. If he chokes, it's going to be your fault. Rabbi Yisai, Yosef and his brothers, and when you look at the parsha, it seems at first glance that Yosef mistreats his brothers. He imprisons them, he gives them a hard time, he torments them. And we ask ourselves, why is he doing this? Why is Yosef doing this? Now, of course, this is something that every barber of the Chadyoyim knows, that it's not stam on a common that Yosef is trying to get even with them. Yosef is trying to get back at them. If anybody entertains such a thought, then they haven't encountered Yosef. They don't know who we're dealing with. Fakert, Yosef min Echov is the prototype of no kina, no tina, nothing. Not in his anhoget to them and not believe. And that's something we see it later on. He looks after them. And he reassures them that there's nothing in his heart that has any grudge. Adarabi, you may have thought it lira, but Elokim chashav l'tzayva. In fact, he never had an issue with the circumstances, Yosef HaTzadik. For Yosef HaTzadik, where he was exactly where he was meant to be. Ma'ashem mitzadei geber kainonu. Yosef understood the principle, there's nothing that anybody could ever do to you that is not part of Hashem's plan. If somebody walks over to you right now and punches you in the face, the person is chayev for his chira ra. But you were meant to get that punch. David HaMelech says about Shimi ben Gera, Hashem omar leikaleil. That's not because Shimi was doing a mitzvah, l'shem yichudig a mitzvah. Shimi was doing an avle. But I have to hear this klola. So mali with Shimi. That's a cheshbon between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Yosef sees more than that. Yosef sees that it's takel l'tayva. And it's clear throughout the story that it's this clarity that allows Yosef to achieve and to grow and to arrive at where he does. If Yosef had a bad attitude when he woke up in the morning, if he was angry with the circumstances, if he felt troubled, if he felt that he was undeserving, he wouldn't have noticed that somebody else is sad. He would have been torued with his own sadness. He wouldn't have asked, Madua Pneichem Roim Ayoim. And he would have remained in prison. So why then does he treat his brothers in this way? And the truth is, we see in the Pesukim themselves, the Pesuk says, that at the same time that he's imprisoning them, Vayisev Malim, Vayev, he cries. And Rashi says, why was he crying? So Sai is crying on the one hand, on the other hand, he's imprisoning them. Let them go back, let them, you know, why do it? So we find in Chazal two Mahalchim. Either Yosef wanted them to have a kapora. Yosef understood the Cheshbonis and Shemaim, he knew that it's for their toiva, that they should have some hardship now, and that their slate should be cleansed, they shouldn't have to deal with this at a later stage. Or, Yosef was trying to be ma'ira than l'tshuva. Yosef felt that with all the charata that they see, they have to yet have another level in tshuva. He wanted to bring them to a higher level of tshuva. The Kli Yakar says, that when we see that Ma'isa, that first Yosef says, there's a plan A. Plan A was, that everybody should reign in prison, and only one person should go. 3 days passed, and he says, you know what, let everybody go and one person stay. Says the Kli Yakar, this was very thought through. If one person would have gone, who would that have been? It would have been Reuven, the eldest. Had Reuven gone, the brothers would have sat in that cell thinking what? look where we are. The only one brother who wasn't party to the crime is out, and we're in. And they saw that coming. They understood, Reuven is going to go. Whether we'll see him again, we don't know. We're here to stay because of what we did. So that clarity brought them to a deeper level of tshuva, to appreciate where, how their condition now is a direct result of what they did. And then later he sends Shimon and leaves them behind, and once again, I'm sorry, he takes Shimon and sends them off, and once again they say to themselves, why Shimon? So Rashi brings, because Shimon was the one who instigated everything. And so on. So he wasn't doing it to Shimon to be noikim and Shimon, says the Klei Yoker. He was doing it to Shimon so that they should see the link, that it all coincides with what happened. Rabbi Yisai, there's a Rashi in Shir Hashirim. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, "Mi tencha ka'ochli." Klal Yisrael say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if only our relationship can be like an ach, like a brother. Mi yitencha, halavai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be to us the brother. Ka'och, like the brother. Which brother? So Rashi brings from the Medrash, who is the brother? The brother is Yosef. The brother is Yosef. Klal Yisrael say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi yitencha ka'ochli. She'tovei l'nachmeini k'derech sh'osa Yosef l'echov she'gomlu ra v'nemer boi v'enachem oisam. Mi yitencha ka'ochli. That even though we do avlis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are things that we do that are clearly wrong and not in line with the contract that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the way your brother should treat a brother. And that's what happened with the brothers. They mistreated their brother by all accounts. But even so, Yosef treated them well. Yosef looked after them. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we deviate, even though we don't live up to what's expected of us, but mi yiten chaka achli, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should treat us in the way Yosef treated his brothers. Now it would seem that the comparison is only in that we do avlis and Yosef's brothers did avlis. But in actual fact, I want to share with you a very beautiful pshat. That the pasuk in Shir Hashirim and the Medrash that Rashi quotes is telling us that the story between Yosef and his brothers is in fact the story of Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every yochid in Klal Yisrael. It's not that we did avlis and Yosef did terrible things. But what, and Yosef's brothers did terrible things. But what they did is in fact what we do. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. And that's why we say, Mi ten chaka achli. Yosef set an example for how HaKadosh Baruch Hu can treat us in spite of what we do to him, which is identical to what the brothers did to Yosef. Rabbi said, Yiridas HaNeshama L'mato, the Neshama coming down to Olam Hazeh, is a golus, is an enslavement, is an imprisonment. And the Mishnah says, Al-Korchach HaTachai, the Neshama doesn't want to come down here. This is a very dark place. Going from Beis Yaakov, going from learning Torah with Yaakov Avinu, and going down to Mitzrayim, to Ervas Haaretz, to be amongst the Mitzrim, Odosi the Maisa, that's the story of Yiridus HaNeshama L'mayla. The Neshama L'mayla is Nena Miziv HaShechina. The Neshama L'mayla is in a state that is something that is so ecstatic that Chazal tell us that all of the Tanugim of Olam HaZeh combined. And when we say all the Tanugim, it means all the pleasures of the 7 billion people that are trotting on the globe today. And all of the previous generations, if you can think all of those pleasures, accumulate all of the pleasures, 80 years, 90 years, as much as all these people lived, and concentrate only the pleasure. All of that doesn't compare to one moment of Olam Haba. One moment. So it's really a dark place. It has nothing to offer. It's being enslaved. Your master in slavery can throw you a bone. You know, you'll have more than your cellmate has, and you'll feel delighted, but in comparison to freedom, in comparison to where you were, it's devastation. So the Neshama comes down here, it's being enslaved. Now, why does it come down? It comes down because there's a purpose, because there's a matara, because there's a revach. All of the pain of this lifetime is justified if we utilize it and we emerge from it with that which life has to offer. So if you gain from it, if you use it, it can be worthwhile in retrospect. But in the moment, it's imprisonment. So here's the thing. Kol zman, a person is utilizing Olam Hazeh. A person is making the most of Olam Hazeh. A person is oisek in Torah and mitzvahs. During those moments, even though we mentioned that yofa shoachas, shol koiras ruach b'olam habo, mikol chai Olam Hazeh, but the shoachas of Torah masim tovim is also far greater than anything that the neshama experienced before. Right? One moment of Limud HaTorah is something that you would unpack it in the higher realms, it would be infinity. It would be endless. So all of Olam Hazeh is justified to the degree that it has a return, that you come back with something. But if we think about those moments in which we waste and we squander our presence here in this world, I'm not even talking about where a person is chayte, where a person does an aveir. Which a person does in Aveira, he brings his neshama to a lower place than the destination to which it was originally sent. That's for sure an imprisonment. That's for sure an imprisonment, because it was never meant to be there. It was meant to be in neutral territory. Not in Mokem Atuma V'Aklipa, which is where a person is b'shas an Aveira. The neutral territory is bad enough in comparison to the state of Kedusha that it was prior to its descent into this world. But even in neutral territory, if a person doesn't utilize it, if a person doesn't, the moments in which a person is not Isaac B'Teiru B'Mitzvus, during those 5 minutes in the day in which a person is idle, doing nothing, so those 5 minutes, during those 5 minutes, the imprisonment is unjustified. Because the imprisonment is not serving a purpose. So during those 5 minutes, the neshama is in galus without any benefit, without any return, for no purpose. For no purpose. There's nothing that is being gained during those 5 minutes. When the Pasuk says, "Mi tencha ka'achli," what Klal Yisrael is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Yosef's brothers took him away from his father's home, they imprisoned him, they threw him, they sold him as a slave, and that's what we do. That's what we do when we squander the potential benefits that can be gained from our presence in this world. Even when it's not actually engaging in an aveda, it's just being neutral. So, mi tencho ka'achli, take a look at Yosef. What happened with Yosef and his brothers? They sold him as a slave, and he looked past it. He looked past it. He didn't respond in kind. Now, in the case of Yosef HaTzadik, there were two things that Yosef did, we mentioned earlier. One was to bring a kapora, and one was to be ma'ir them to tshuva. So Klal Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi tencho ka'achli, if you can treat us like Yosef treated his brothers. But we say in our davening, v'loyei de yisurim v'chaloyim roim. V'loyei de yisurim v'chaloyim roim. Why? Because Yosef HaTzadik, as great as he was, he's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not within his realm to be mechaper. It's not within his remit to be mechaper. He can be Meichel. But if they have a kapara klape shmaya, the only thing he can do is facilitate a matziv that would allow them to be niskaper. And therefore, in the case of Yosef, there was justification for Yosef to have put them in prison in return, because that would bring them to a matzav of kapara. And the same is true with tshuva. Tshuva, Yosef wants to bring about within them, he wants to bring in them a matzav of tshuva. Yosef doesn't have control over their hearts. Yosef can't force them into a state of tshuva. Yosef can't bring about a tshuva unless it comes from them. So Yosef creates the circumstances that they should be such that the brothers should come to a state of clarity that they should be in a state of tshuva. But of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to be ma'ir every yid b'tshuva without necessarily causing hardship. And like the Gemara says, Hifticha Torah, Shesoif Yisrael lasas tshuva b'soif galusam. Rabbi Yisai, this is the Medrash, this is the Rashi, this is the Pasuk in Shir Ashirim. Mi yitencha ka'achli. Klal Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we acknowledge, we acknowledge and we're aware of the fact that in our behavior we have caused tsar to the neshama. We have caused imprisonment to the neshama. We accept that. And we ask nonetheless that the treatment should be like Yosef and his brothers. Now the Ramban says something, Rabbi Yisrael. The Ramban says on the Pasuk when Reuben speaks to the brothers, Bayan Reuben Oysam Lamer. Hale Amarti Aleichem Lamer Al Techtu Bayelet Veloy Shematem. Vegam Domo Hinoi Nidrosh. Zot the Ramban. I'm sorry, on the previous pasuk. Vayemru ishal elochi. Aval Hashem imanachnu alochinu, asher eskinu tzoras nafshoi, bishanenu yeleinu v'loi shamanu. Says the Ramban, that the brothers had a realization here that went beyond simply acknowledging what they did wrong. Now, because they were in a state where they were being mischane, where they were standing in front of Yosef, right, who in their eyes was an evil person, and they were begging for their lives, they were begging that they should be spared, that their father shouldn't have to face the terrible, tragic news that he would hear if they're not to be free. Says the Ramban, at that moment they realized something. Asher de'inu tzoras nafshenu nafshu bishanenu eleinu. Zot Ramban, choshvu lehem ho achzorius lo'inish godul yoyse min amechiro. The brothers did two things. First of all, they took a child and they sold him. That was one thing. But the brothers acknowledge now that the way in which they did it was worse than that which they did. You know, had Yosef been asleep, and they would have sold him without his knowledge, and he would have woken up the next day in Mitzrayim, it would have been bad enough. But says the Ramban, Ki hoya acheyem psoro mischanein umisnape lifneim, v'lo yirachmu. This was the situation that their brother was begging, and they were not merachim, and that was worse than the actual mechira, says the Ramban. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim, the Medrash is telling us that besides for the me'ilah that a person has when he's over on an avera, there's the neshama's tsar and its begging that it shouldn't be in prison. The neshama says, "I don't want to be in this state. I don't want to be in a state of an avera chas v'shalom. I understand, I appreciate, I know what it means to be in prison, Elamazeh. I don't want it to go to waste. I don't want a day in the week to not be utilized." That tachanunim is enough reason in itself, besides for the transgression of the Aveda. It's the consideration to the neshama that should prompt the person not to squander his presence here in Elamazeh. Rabbi Isai, the Medrash goes on to say, and Rashi in his pasuk quotes this, that Yosef wasn't only mechalkel his brothers. He wasn't only moichel his brothers. He wasn't only void of any tino, any sino, or any animosity towards his brothers. The pasuk says vayenachem Yosef. Vayenachem Yosef. He was menachem them. Says the pasuk. Says Rashi. Mi tencha koachli shetovoy lenachameini. What was the Nechama, Rabbi Yisrael? Where do we find the Nechama in the Psukim? What was the Nechama that Yosef offered to his brothers? When we're Menachem someone, we say, Hamokim Yenachem Esther. Min HaShemayim Tinuchom. Why? Because a real Nechama doesn't mean that you comfort someone, that they should feel better about their circumstances. The real nechama lenachem ki lo yadom hu lehinochem means a person is that its circumstances change. Nechama means to change the condition. Right? When you change your mind, you are misnachem. To change the circumstances. Yosef brought them to a point where they acknowledged, they understood that in spite of their bad choice, what they did was actually a toivah. They came to realize that that which they had done was a toiva. They had to do tshuva for their bad choice. But they came to realize that their pu'ula actually served a purpose. Lagabe tshuva, Rabbi said, we find many dargis in tshuva, one of which is Zdoines Nasim Loi Kezochis. Zdoines Nasim Loi Kezochis is not only that you're niskaper, that there's mechila, that you're forgiven, that we'll ignore it, we'll clear it from your slate, we won't hold you accountable. But the zdoinis themselves become a schus. How is that possible? How is that possible that a zdoin can become a schus? How does the Aveda turn into a mitzvah? So it says in Sfarim, that the Baal Tshuva, the Mokin Shebaal Tshuva, the Baal Tshuva has to bring forth within himself a greater and a deeper drive than the Tzaddik needs. A Tzaddik to be Dovuk B'Hashem, to go from Michael L'Choyel, to go from Darga to Darga, doesn't need to have such a strong force. The Zohar says, B'chelo Yatir. Because he was in a Mokim Meruchi, because he was in a more distant place, in order for him to come back, he has to bring forth a greater drive within himself. Kum Tois, that this Zdoinois, we're goyrim a greater iskar v'stokadosh baruch hu. If a person reaches the darga of tshuva mi'ava, then it turns out to be the case in retrospect that the zdoinis are not only forgiven, but the zdoinis end up being a force that brought the person to a place that he couldn't have reached without the zdoinis. Chas v'shalom, a person should take that into account for a moment in advance, but post the act, the zdoinis shouldn't only be erased. A person has to grow. Pasuk says, "Vagabe Avraham Avinu, Avraham Zokim Baba Yomim." The Zohar says that Avraham came with every one of his yomim. Every one of his yomim he brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baba Yomim. He was accountable for every single day. Right? So if you asked Avraham Avinu 75 years ago on a Tuesday of Parshas Miketz, he would tell you what and how it was used. But the question is asked, Avraham Avinu had years in which we know that he was in the wrong direction. He was an Eved Avodah Zarah. There were years in which Avraham Avinu was an Eved Avodah Zarah. So how could he have come with all those yamim? You would have thought that those yamim he cut and left behind and moved on to a new place. The answer is he was Boba Yamim. He brought all the days because in looking back, Avraham Avinu was able to show and point how those experiences led him to a higher level. It's because of where he was even prior to his discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's because of what he learned there, and it's because of what he encountered there, that he came closer. And therefore, those yomim were also incorporated into Avraham's shleimus. Zdoinis nasin l'kizachis means that the time in which a person spent in the wrong environment shouldn't be cut and left behind, but somehow it has to bring you to a stronger place, to a higher place, to a better place. And if that's the case, then the zdoinis get the credit for having brought you to a higher place of zachus, to a higher place of purity. So the zdoinis contribute towards the zachus. And that's what we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The neshama has been imprisoned. But we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be menachemus. We want that there should be a true necham. We want that the hivticha Torah, sheseif Yisrael lasas tshuva b'seif galusan, shouldn't only be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the time that you've been, you know, in the wrong place will be ignored. But that will have contributed towards the ultimate state of Kedusha that you will have acquired. And that was the Nechama that Yosef gave to his brothers. Yosef told his brothers, Yosef proved to his brothers, Yosef demonstrated to his brothers. Yosef elevated the brothers to a place where they could now take credit for the Siba, for bringing down Yosef to Mitzrayim, for all the aliyahs that Yosef achieved, for all the Ruchnis, the Hakdomis and Achonis that Yosef made for Golas Mitzrayim, for all the achievements of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, which eventually leads to Matan Torah. Yosef tells them, Elkim Chashava L'Toiva. It's all part of the plan. If the tshuva should be sufficient, then that is something that is not to be ignored and erased, but it's something to celebrate. That's the nechama that the Pasuk asks for. Mi tencha ka'achli, that in the future, Klal Yisrael, and every yochid in Klal Yisrael, should have the aliyah that should justify every yirida that they've ever experienced. So, before we go to the kugel, Eibusha should bench Klal Yisrael, that we should go in the direction of Moisef V'Heilech, Moisef V'Oir, and it should be Mi'itencha Ka'ochli, it should be Vayinochem Hashem, that we should be zeichet to the true yitzia from Golus, the yitzia from Meiser, the neshama of Klal Yisrael, Shchinta begalusa, every yochid begalusa, should come to an end. The bias Mashiach, the kind of Meir of Yemenu, Amen.